Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. We're back again, live and in living color. I'm going to talk tonight a little bit further about DNA, RNA, and genes, and genelets, and all kinds of, you know, interesting stuff. I heard today some Hollywood doctor, I don't know when they came out with this, but are telling people now to use borax and baking soda to pull this out of the body. I'm impressed. I am so impressed. This is why I have so little faith in the medical industry. For the last 90 years, they have not cured one thing. Nothing. Zero, nada, nothing. They haven't cured anything. And this is an abysmal field. Really, it's a failure. It's the biggest failure of all the modalities that are out there today in regarding to cures and healing and regeneration and restoration. This is the worst one. It has a track record of zero. I'm not sure how something could last as long as this, 90 years, 90 plus years, and have a track record of zero. Haven't cured cancer, yet there are over 220 cures for cancer. They were curing cancer back in the early 1900s, yet today, for some reason, the medical field seems inept to cure cancer. Their idea of a success rate is 5 years. If you live 5 years after they butcher you, that's considered a success story. And for them, it's an oh shit moment. Oh shit, they're still alive. That's the way that goes. And they've not cured anything. In fact, if you go look at the video, Vaccination, the Hidden Truth, and you read, or not read, look at what the doctors are saying this now in Australia back in 1980. When there was some ethical and moral fiber to our world, especially down land down under. And they stated that they were killing babies, and every time they were injecting people, that the injections were actually the causal factor of the spread of whatever pathology was going on at the time. And the studies that they were going by in Australia were the studies done in the United States of America. Imagine that. Imagine that. Commonwealth countries checking on each other. Finding that when pertussis and polio and other injections, other things that came on the scene, which means they were introduced into the environment, introduced into society. That's what that's saying. It didn't just come out of the blue. It just didn't happen. You know, it wasn't one of these days. One day God decided he was going to punish mankind. He gave us polio. No, it was one of these laboratories that decided that they were going to play God, release the pathology into the environment, come up with a solution to further exacerbate that pathology, and cause untold damage to the general population down in Australia and throughout the world. And when the doctors were asked about the vaccines, they came out very clearly and concisely telling you that they didn't work. In fact, they perpetuated the problem that was going on at the time. Nothing's changed. Not a damn thing has changed. It is still going on today. Today, it has gone to a point that the general population has lost its mind. 70 to 80% of the population of the planet has lost their marbles. Because none of them think. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine earlier today, and we're having a discussion about the various, you know, topic I'm talking about now. He said he couldn't figure out. I said, well, I can't figure out. You know, we're all going to die one day. He started laughing. Well, it's true. We're all going to die one day. One day our time is up. You know, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. So one day we're going to leave it behind. So I don't see what the big deal is. If we're going to die today, die tomorrow. One day we're going to die. That's it. It's over. Game done. Stand before God, dots the I's, crosses the T's, and then you move on from there. And instead, you're worried about a boogeyman, that has absolutely no bite, no power, nothing. What makes the invasion effective, let's call it what it is. This is an invasion, total invasion. What makes the invasion effective is the media. What is causing the spread of this so-called boogeyman, I can't even call it a infection. I can't even call it anything but a boogeyman, is the media. The media is the biggest problem we have. The media has convinced people and perpetuates that conviction that something is out there that doesn't exist. And in this perpetuating this condition, you know, I'm noticing today I went shopping and, okay, you could see that the media is losing steam because people were walking around with the mask. I was the only one in the store, the only one. I went to a grocery store to get some stuff. I walk in, no mask. Nobody even come near me to ask me if I needed one, which was a sort of a surprise. Normally they come up to me, sir, do you need a mask? Do I look at them? Do I look like I need a mask? Really? I don't plan on robbing your store. I just want to go grocery shopping. And, you know, I was in there, and I was the only person in the whole store that didn't have a mask on. But what I did notice, everybody that was in the store didn't have the mask over their noses either. Most people were walking around just covering their mouth. Like the mask is going to do anything anyway. And they got everybody so focused on wearing a freaking mask, they're not looking at the fact that things are shedding out of their bodies, out of their pores, out of their breath, out of their sweat. You know, it astounds me. I'm kind of dumb that way. I look at people and I'm just flabbergasted to the level of stupidity that I've seen in times. And what I see more stupid is the so-called medical people that are entertaining the general population. They are entertaining the general population. You got bimbos and bozos out there proclaiming that they have the magic solution to this invasion. It's like I said, let's call it what it is, an invasion. We're going to now use baking soda and borax to get the injection out of the body. I am so impressed with the astuteness of this medical practitioner, which I don't believe is even a medical practitioner. I think is just an actor, you know, from Days of Our Lives or something like that. He's put on a jacket and a stethoscope, and they filmed her, and she looks like she's a doctor. Who knows? I don't think so. I don't think she has anything to do with medical at all, to be honest with you. Nobody could be this dumb. Nobody. You have to really work hard at it. Borax and baking soda. I am going to warn you all now again and again and again. They are going to play on your ignorance and stupidity. And they're going to barrage you and bombard you with bullshit until they get you to cave in. This is what they're doing. The invasion is on. Invading forces are there. And they're going to be perpetuating their invading powers over you until they either convince you or until you're ready to grow a backbone and tell them to FRO in that manner. Some of you don't know what FRO means. It's a Canadian and American. That's actually universal terminology. Almost everybody in the world has used that term. And ask somebody, FRO. You know. The element of this invasion, it's multifaceted. While they're distracting you with this invasion, this illusionary invasion that they're creating, making it real, you know, manifesting this invasion on you. They're dumping shit from the skies, further perpetuating your breakdown. They're hitting you with multiple frequencies on 6G ranges and higher, which they got everyone still convinced you're using 5G. Now, let's just for 1 second pretend that everybody's got a brain. Okay, let's just pretend for 1 second everybody's got a brain. And let's pretend for 1 second that everybody's actually using their brain. Okay, let's just pretend. You know, because I know it's only about 20 or 30% that are actually using their brain power. The rest is just sort of walking around, you know, lost in space. But anyway, let's just pretend that everybody's using, got a brain and is using it. Okay. Now, is it safe to assume that if there's an invasion force going on, that they would perpetuate their invasion and would upgrade their weaponry as they see the need to do so? Is it also a, you know, potential that they would also modify their weaponry, making it more efficient? After all, if they're distracting you with a modified illusionary and imaginary boogeyman that doesn't really exist, which they're manifesting to exist through the media, wouldn't it be safe to assume that if I was at war with you or anybody else, or if countries are at war, that they would rapidly develop technology and weaponry to challenge and to defeat the opposition in a more effective and minimizing any casualties, or to create the casualties even higher than would be expected? Just a thought. You know, I kind of think in a little bizarre way, and I admit that. You know, I don't see, I have been around a long time, not really a long time, but a time. And I have to say, I'm on the ancient level now. I'm heading more toward the ancient level. And I see more shit on this planet than I care to look at. I'm in constant duress when I wake up every day thinking I'm still here. And I have to face another day of this shit that I'm looking at every day. And then when I think about Canada, where I live, and the home I had here, and seeing that Canada is slipping into the abyss, this really irks my ire. And so a lot of times I walk around with an attitude. You know, I just have this Chuck U. Farley mentality at this point. And I, you know, it's not every day you see your country going down the toilet. You know, it's not every day you see the people that you have been acquainted with or have had some association with, whether you liked them or disliked them or became friends or not friends, to see people going down the toilet. And they're voluntarily going down the toilet because the invasion has created that dynamic for them to just voluntarily walk into the abyss, sacrifice themselves to Moloch and Baal and all the other demons that are out there. So it's like I said, it's very difficult to watch that. It's very difficult to see people just blindly walking into a shithole. We live in a shithole, but now they're walking into a diarrhea river. You know, it's just where they're going. And I'm constantly trying to think in terms of, what can we do to further wake them up? I don't know at this stage. I think perhaps maybe a good dose of exasperation may just snap them out of this dream world they're in. I don't know. Don't know for sure. Like I said, I'm just assuming, and I'm just saying, I was hypothetically speaking, that everybody would have a brain and actually use it. That's my thinking, you know. But I know that's not the case. I know most people walk around oblivious to reality, walk around oblivious to whatever is around them, and don't even read, won't take the time to read. And like I said, the 20 or 30% that are doing this unfortunately have to suffer, because the majority of these people are causing everybody else to sink. But I will say there will be a redeeming point Somebody saying, what do you mean? See, if my perspective on what's going on happens, 30% will be dead by December. As the weather changes, we're going to start seeing the numbers go up, and all of a sudden the media is going to perpetrate the invasion, the manifesting this invasion further and further. Oh, the numbers going up, and we got a new strain of blah, 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 and oh my gosh, this, we got to come up. You got to need a fifth and sixth booster, seven boosters, eight boosters, 20 boosters, 30 boosters. You're just going to need to take a whole needleful up the arse. Take them all, baby. In, get more in you. And the numbers will keep on going up. And they're saying, oh my gosh, this is a major hoo-ha-ee. And everybody will fall for this. It's, you know what? You know what's really interesting about all this? I've seen this before. I've seen this back in the 1980s. The same shit, same exact crap. How many of you remember the H1N1? Remember that? That was such a big deal. What was it? It was the pig flu or the chicken flu. I forget which one now. And oh yeah, this is so bad, so dangerous. We gotta give you a shot. Blah blah blah. Oh, hi. And then the head of the CDC, the United States, saying the H1N1 is less dangerous than the vaccine. Well, I heard him say that. I said, oh wow, that one got away. I remember the nurses in Germany got the shot, and a lot of them died. A lot of them were damaged, neurologically damaged, anatomically damaged. They gave the soldiers the H1N1 injection, but they removed a component out of it so they wouldn't have had those side effects. And I remember the nurses in New York had balls. I'm telling you, balls of steel. They told the government, back then, Chuck U. Farley, we're not taking it. And that also started something in Ontario. I remember the Nurses Association here said the same thing. Ain't happening. I don't know what happened between then and today, but somehow, some way, somewhere, we took a flu and made it into the biggest boogeyman that ever walked in 2 feet. On the last show, I shared how a woman in Asia contacted me and told her I upped her vitamin A. Said, they're not telling you to take vitamin A. Why are they not telling you to take vitamin A or beta carotene? Why are they not telling you to do that? If your thymus shrinks, your immune system keeps going down. It gets weaker and weaker and weaker. Vitamin A keeps the thymus functioning so that you can fight and do what you got to do. It also supports the adrenals. And for the guys, it helps in the boosting of testosterone. So as your testosterone levels stay up, guess what? You can fight a lot better. Also has effect on your skin and on your eyes and other parts of your body. It has a lot of functions, but nobody mentions vitamin A. You notice that? They want everybody to take vitamin D. Take the vitamin D. Vitamin D does this. Vitamin D does. Vitamin D is the super duper pooper trooper. It will do everything, including wipe your backside after you get done taking a dump. And yet, they don't tell you there are side effects of taking vitamin D. It is a hormone vitamin. It's fat soluble. And it can increase calcium deposits to build up in the arteries. They don't tell you this. That's why you don't need that much of it. But, you know, they got you believing whatever bullshit is of the day, the flavor of the day. So I wanted to read a little something here, some stuff I dug up. I went and did some more research on the genetics and DNA, and I wanted to, again, further share with you why this invasion is so dangerous and why all these goofy, goofball gurus out there shouldn't be listened to. Pine needle tea. Wow, pine needle tea. Anise. Ho-ho-ho. See, there are dumb dipshits out there that know you're stupid. They know it. They know you're stupid. You know, like I said, the 30% that's got a brain function, they even try to, you know, convince you that because they're gurus and thus say it the guru, you know, that they have They have the solution. They have this doctor. They have this research. And when you actually do a little scratching around the surface, you find that it's just a sales pitch, a Google search to sell you bullshit. Yeah, as I was telling the other day, I was talking to another person on the email, and we're discussing the whole thing going on. You know, the gurus and what they're finding and what they're doing and blah, blah, blah. And I pointed out, something from The Gladiator. He was in the arena fighting and killing people, and how people were getting off on the fact that The Gladiator was their hero and he was their star athlete and he was scoring the touchdowns, hitting the home runs, dunking the basketball, hitting the hole in one. He was the man killing. And he looked at them, and in his disgust, he says, "Are you not entertained?" I'm saying the same thing. Are you not entertained? All this bullshit that they're showing you on the internet, throughout the internet, is to entertain you. To give you a cozy, rosy, feel-good moment. That somebody is doing something. Ooh. And they're going to sell you a product, or they're going to do some magic mojo hojo. We're going to adjust the energies. We're going to turn the dial knob. We're going to blah, blah. And we got this product here that if you take it, it's going to pull out the nano or pull out the injection. Pull out blah, blah, blah. And they know you're desperate. I've been getting emails all the time. Tony, I took this thing. My family convinced me to take this crap, and I took it. And now I just realized what I did. How can I? You got a magic pill, magic formula to get it out. I tell them to go. I give them my links to the last show. There is no magic pill here. There is no hop-de-doo, hoop-de-bah. When we're dealing with pathologies, when we're dealing with some of the epigenetics that we've been exposed to, that can be doably treated. That can be even rectified. But when you're taking something directly into your code, that's a whole nother universe. You rewrote the program, or they rewrote the program for you. Unless God opens up a real serious window and reveals the information that we need on this, I mean, we're going to, as I said in the last show, everybody that's gotten this injection has realized what's going on. The onus is now on you to start doing some research and homework and start collaborating with other people. Lesson number one. Don't listen to Hollywood doctors on the YouTube channel. If they're selling anything to you like nanosilver, zeolite, hydrogen, what's the other one? There's a fourth one that they came up with. Some sort of material. I can't think of it right off the bat. But anyway, if they're selling you anything that's on a nanoscale, I don't care what it is, walk away. If they're telling you that you can use a simple saline solution, borax is a salt. It pulls out radiation from the body. It can help in the destruction of the skeletal system. It can help boost the body to fight off specific some things as well. Baking soda also removes the radiation from the body and has an alkalizing effect on the body. They both do. But borax is a conductor as well. But it will help you in that regard. It can help regulate hormones according to some of the research. Some of it is sketchy how effective it really is. But don't be eating it by the pound either. You can take up to 15 grams a day, I believe it's 15 grams, 15 grams a day before it starts to cause genetic damage. So if you're taking even a quarter of a teaspoon, a fifth of a teaspoon daily, it will not hurt you. It's actually safer than table salt. but it's not going to pull out an injection, a program, an operating system. Let's call it what it is, an invasion of operations, using an operating system to invade your operating system. That's what we're dealing with. If they're still talking some sort of biology, if they're not referencing synthetic biology or artificial life, then you know what? They're blowing hot air up your arse. They don't know what they're dealing with. They don't even know what they're seeing. They don't even know what they're recognizing. All right, let me read some stuff here. DNA systems and circuits can present properties comparable to devices naturally found in the living cell. For example, it is possible to build DNA nanotubes with size and mechanical properties comparable to the cytoskeletal filaments. DNA nanopores that dock on lipid bilayers with selective permeability and transcriptional oscillators that could serve as clocks in synthetic cells. In other words, they can build within your cell a synthetic cell, an artificial cell. DNA nanostructures could serve as physical components such as scaffolds, pores, and transport elements in artificial cells. One doctor saw something look like it was moving in the structure. Everyone's sending me these videos, and I keep telling everybody that's how nano works. It invades the body either using polymers or biofilm, which are both the same, or a hydrogel. It then starts to assemble, creating a nanotube, which then incorporates itself into the cellular matrix and then starts to acquire nanoparticles to make the fullerenes that are required. Okay, the ligin, which are proteins, carbs, or sugars, or fats, can be utilized by this technology to further expand its network and to develop a fullerene assembly. Nucleic acid strand displacement reactions could be used to build sensors and signaling pathways. That's what the quantum dots do in this technology as well. In molecular biology, RNA polymerase, abbreviate RNAP or RNAPOL, officially DNA-directed dependent RNA polymerase. Polymerases basically are a type of multiple enzymes that help break down RNA. It's an enzyme that synthesizes RNA from DNA template. Using the enzyme helicase, RNA polymerase locally opens the double-strand DNA so that one strand of the exposed nucleotides can be used as a template for the synthesis of RNA, a process called transcription. Now, there is a possibility. Again, I don't know enough yet to know for sure. But if you can use an enzyme to break down the DNA to create RNA, you may be able to also use an enzyme, specific enzymes, that may be able to target the helix where it has zipped in the operating system into the helix to be able to maybe break it down. That's a theory at best. And even if that was validated or substantiated, you would need a geneticist to be able to pull that off, because the encoding of these injections are extreme. And the other part of the problem here with that is this stuff has the ability to create what's known as a morphology or metamorphosis or an adaptability, so that if it is somehow being assaulted, it will modify itself. That's the problem with this thing. Okay, let me continue to read. Transcriptional networks, for example, include synthetic genes or genelets, two enzymes, and mRNA species to create regulatory interconnections between genelets in a rational manner. Genelets are literally tiny genes that are switches that activate as they're being signaled to send whatever messages or to transfer whatever data or to create whatever is required. To formulate an ODE model that captures the kinetics of inhibited genelet, the species to be considered are the template, T-active and inactive, its DNA activator, A, the RNA inhibitor, I, and the RNAP, which is the enzyme, or RNase, which is another enzyme, H, that control RNA production and degradation. So in other words, if you program that injection, and you're using any type of, really any type of nucleic acid, PNA, RNA, XNA, LNA, GNA, any of them. Okay, XNA is the big one that you would use to get it in. Because again, because of the way it replicates and the way it duplicates. Once it's you get it in there, now you can control what you want done. For instance, non-specific transcription by RNAP can produce transcripts that can interact with DNA nanostructures, leading to disassembly via a toll-hole-mediated branch migration. Genelet, a very small gene, okay, let's define that. So basically, you can, through a transcription, through the enzyme, you can create, you can interact with a nanostructure to, again, to disassemble. Because the way to get something into the DNA or RNA, both, is you have to break the DNA, the strands. That's how it's done. Once that's done, then you can interact whatever you want to interact with it. So when you're talking, again, RNA, which is a RNA polymerase, which is an enzyme, okay, it, again, it connects with the DNA to break down the nanostructure so that it can disassemble, so then it can create whatever. Okay, this is again something I've often warned everybody, but nobody seems to want to listen. This is why you do not utilize things to this nanobiotech that can have a direct assault. This will cause a morphology change, metamorphosis, alteration as part of its defense mechanism. This does not function in the traditional sense of pathology. It's an operating system that is adaptable. Okay, this is the part here that why I'm saying this. The combination of structural and dynamic DNA nanotechnology has resulted in environment sensing mechanisms that allow DNA nanostructures to change state in response to external triggers. Understand that? The combination of structural and dynamic DNA nanotechnology has resulted in environment sensing mechanisms that allow DNA nanostructures to change state in response to external triggers. That could be anything. Anything. So don't listen to bimbos. Don't listen to bozos. Don't listen to gurus. Do your research. Do your homework. Understand your adversary, so you know the proper way to create a defense or an offense in order to defeat or neutralize whatever is coming in. So, let's see. Oh, and they're also using nanobots to get into the cells to monitor and to control the DNA. That's your nanotechnology, nanobiotech. These injections have everything that I just mentioned here today. These injections have this in them. They are like a mini computer or mini operating system inside a biological operating system that's inside a syringe that they're ready to inject into you. They are not vaccines. I don't understand how people still don't get that. And when you can, and if you can put, if you can put a nanobot inside of a person to get into their DNA or into their cells to, again, communicate with those cells, you'd be surprised what can, what they can do. Now, this patent I got here, this is talking about something else, how they can now monitor you, your health. They can monitor you from a distance. They show you an indication of a spreader and a non-spreader. And with these devices now, if they have several devices that they can communicate with, they can extract the data from those devices. That could be anything. That could be things that you've been injected with as a monitoring device or a tagging device. Could be your cell phone. Could be a Wi-Fi network that you're around. Like I said, nothing is what it's cracked up to being. And when you got all this, this stuff inside, it's in, being engineered inside of you, those of you who've been jabbed, you're basically a walking, talking antenna, hyper antenna, if you will. You know. When we're talking bots, dendrimeres, origami, lattices, quantum dots, fullerenes, single-walled carbon nanotubes, multi-walled carbon nanotubes, a whole host of other forms of nanobiotech, and how they can create a circuitry now, even using synthetic biology, and this is all being done through the injections. There is no way anybody can pull this out of you. Unless you have a geneticist that understands the enzymes required to break the DNA strands to pull this out. And again, that's all theory at best, which I think is pretty much be an impossibility, unless you could somehow shut the spread of the operating system, because you got synthetic biology in there now, and you've got, you know, the PNA running through the system. You've also got probably XNA running through the system, which again is not having been mentioned yet. But when you get into this whole system of stuff that I'm talking here, in regarding to, you know, how this, these devices are working, don't ever, ever, ever trust any doctor or anybody that has a syringe unless you put the material in there yourself. Don't let anybody inject you with anything. Today you have no ethics in the medical field. None. You have no method, no ethical methods in the government. You have none. They're all part of a Moloch, Baal, Cabal system. They won't have a job if they don't follow the agenda. Now, somebody sent me this today. Spanish government in Spain invading the population with shard like materials to inflame respiratory, brain, and skeletal tissues. Spain has admitted that they are chemtrailing their people with a diatomite, which is basically silica. They're spraying silica on the general population, silver iodide, and lead iodide. Isn't that wonderful? Breathing in the silica and the lead alone will cause respiratory cancers, lung cancer. Not to mention that that's diatomite or silica will now translocate through the lungs and attach itself to the skeletal system and start to assemble. It'll assemble no matter where it goes. Silver iodide will now, it's a salt, it'll go everywhere. It'll go into the spine, it'll go into the brain, it'll go into the males, it'll go into their testicles. And it will basically disengage the men's reproductive system and their central nervous system. It'll have a similar effect on the women. Imagine that. Lead. Well, we all know lead just makes you dumb. Or dumber. and it's attached to a salt. Imagine that. So imagine your government spraying you with materials. They're designed to weaken you, break you down, override your skeletal system, embed into you, into your brain or into your reproductive system, things that will cause the people to be neutered or permanently damaged sexually, or sterilized. And imagine having your mentality brought down to the level of a chimpanzee. Imagine that. Not saying chimpanzees are stupid, but we are supposed to be smarter than them. Supposed to be. Could be wrong. You know, and you have to understand something here on this. This is not just affecting men and women or children. This is going to affect your pets. This is going to affect the animals in the bush. This is going to affect the animals anywhere. Having this kind of combination, I mean, that's just out there. Silver-iodide with silica, we got a superconductor there going on, which is going to create a high volume of current and voltage in this through the system to further cause these things to accelerate in their networking. At the same time, breaking down the skeletal system, breaking down the cellular matrix, breaking down the brain, breaking down the reproductive system, breaking down the spine. I mean, the whole neural network is shot to pieces here. And as far as your mental capacity to be able to be in control, the slightest little thing will irritate the hell out of you. In fact, I would bet money it would create a high level of enragement. Yeah, I mean, back in the day, I remember when I was going to school, way back many millions of years ago, in elementary school, we had a problem with lead poisoning, and a lot of people that had lead poisoning were prone to high levels of violence. Trust me, it was a jungle when I grew up. So when you're looking at the effect of the components raining down from the sky, and that's just Spain. What's going on with the rest of the world? Something to think about. We are dealing with an invading force. You have to start opening your eyes to that reality. You know, you have to really start thinking really a little bit out of the box here. We are dealing with something that is, like I said, is invading the planet on so many different fronts. Trying to cause starvation. They're trying to cause pesticides, pestilence. They're trying to create wars. They're trying to create starvation. Sounds like the Four Horsemen. We are dealing with entities of a magnitude of evil that we can't even begin to grasp. And this is going to be unrelenting. Unrelenting. There isn't going to be a break. It's just going to be a subtle disengaging you from your defenses for them to bring in the next wave of assault. I had a thought earlier today. I was thinking about something. I'll share some of my thinking. I was looking at God and looking at the devil. Okay, when I'm referring to the devil, I'm referring to Lucifer as the living AI. So you have two entities, one a deity, one an entity. And they both have similar concepts, but they're slightly different. The one is a deity that is trying to help man evolve to a higher level and to free man from the bounds of this planet and to bring him to a better place where he will live forever. The other one is also trying to free man from this place and to allow man to live forever. Sounds like, wait, that sounds like a paradox. The way it is. But I will deal now with the part, because if you want to know how God wants to do things, you can go read the Bible on that one. I always tell you go read the scripture anyway. But now the devil, let's talk about the AI. The AI needs DNA. Okay. So here we go. God says flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay, flesh and blood, it means the flesh has got to stay down. Your DNA is going to be gone. Shoop, poof, gone. But now AI needs DNA to function, because DNA is the only thing that can handle that kind of a data stream at such a high velocity and store a lot of data at the same time. So the body is going to be needed. Now, the next phase is, okay, God's going to give us a perfect body in the next life. Now, the AI, living AI, is also going to give you a body entrapped in an operating system where you will live forever, but not as a person, as an operating or an operation or a program. You will be forever in the program, in a sense, living forever. Now, the idea, the way to picture this, the easiest way to picture this, is the Matrix. When you look at the Matrix, the first Matrix, Neo is in a gestation chamber. And he's got all these tubes hooked up into him. And now he is in a realm thinking that he's living a life. Thinking that he is a programmer. Thinking that he is in some kind of existence. But he is living in a hologram that's been projected by the operating system that has him contained in that gestalt chamber. Now, what's happening is the DNA from his body is being used to process data. He's alive in the sense that he is a battery or a power source to power the AI networks that are running the Matrix. And when he's no longer available or utilized, he gets dumped, because then his proteins are being, again, going to be broken down by enzymes and recycled. But the memories of him and his data is stored in that AI network. Now imagine, just for a second, that all that's going on is a collection of DNA, data, and a construct that could be reconstituted just by using proteins, downloading the memories that are being collected as we are speaking. Imagine you are forever living in a perpetuated DNA nightmare. Now again, this is something that I was thinking about, because I mean, if you read the Revelations and all that stuff, at the end everything gets thrown in the lake of fire. Everything's finished, done, and everything starts over. Another reset. So when we're looking at some of this stuff, there's a lot of correlation what God says and what's going on. It's a reflection or a mimicking of God. And so that's why the Bible says that he can appear as an angel of light, because he will mimic that reflection. So because everybody, then he knows that that reflection is what everybody will get caught up with. So I'm pointing this out in this way because we got the same kind of thing going on with what we're doing. When we're looking at the research, don't just look at the gurus, look at the references, look at where they're coming from. Take a look at their research, take a look at what's happening. I present all this research on here so that you can now go and look at it yourself and evaluate for yourself. Make your own decisions. But at least now you have something concrete and substantial, something that isn't intangible, something that is very tangible, that you can now read and look at. And this is where it has to be. You can't listen to goofy gurus and bozos and bimbos and get caught up in some intangible concept or idea. It has to have substance, it has to have tangibility, and it doesn't need theatrics to entertain you. That's where the deceptions are going to come in. The entertainment factor to, again, deceive, weave, and derail you. That's where they're coming from. They need to sell. They need that support. They need to be adored as some sort of iconic superstar. It's just what it is, and that's how it is, and it's a mimicry of the truth. So don't allow yourself the luxury. If you have had the jabs, my strong suggestion would be start investigating this stuff that you put inside of you. Don't listen to, if you do listen to anybody or anything, then make sure you can validate it. Don't accept nothing. I'm jaded all to hell. I'll tell you that straight out. I am so jaded. I don't believe nothing. Okay, unless it's tangible, substantiated, and solid, it doesn't exist. It's just a lot of talk and bullshit. That's how it goes. Everything has to be tested. Everything has to be validated today. You cannot just accept anybody at their word. Look at it. Look at everything. Read. Check it out. It's going to take time. It's going to be time consuming, for sure. But you have no choice. Ignorance will get you killed today. It's the way it is, how it is. Your governments are not trustworthy. None of them are. I don't care what country you live in. I don't care what president you got. I don't care what prime minister you got. King, chancellor, whatever. None of them. There isn't a religion on the planet that's trustworthy today. All they've done is tethered and kept people blind from the truth. Don't believe any religion. None. It's all bullshit, all of it. Religion and politics. You could not get anything more bullshit than these two things. All they will ever do is blind and tether you. If it's intangible, if it's unsubstantiated, if it's not solid, don't follow it. That's the criteria you have to have today. Even biblically, when it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, substance is where you're coming from here. It has to have substance. What you're believing and what you're hoping for has to have substance. If there is no substance, you got nothing. You got a lot of hullabaloo bullshit is what you got. Give me your dough and you'll go to heaven. Yes, send me your money. Give me your money. Money. Yes, send me your money and you'll go to heaven. Oh, yes, there you go. See? God will bless you. God will bless you. Allah will bless you. Brahmi will bless you. The Great Spirit will bless you. They'll all bless you. Give us your money. Send me your dough. Give me your dough and away we go. Again, you know, no matter what you do in this life, validate, substantiate, make sure it's tangible. You know, don't just walk blindly, blissfully, believing bullshit. There's a lot. This world shouldn't have been called Earth. It should have been called bullshit. This is the most bullshit planet in the universe, I think. There's nothing but bullshit. That bullshit rules this planet. Look at this fake invasion, this invasion they're trying to manifest. It's all bullshit, all of it. But this invasion is happening. We have been invaded, and we're not recognizing that this is an invasion. If this was a physical invasion, let's say China was attacking the shores of Canada, we'd all be fighting. We'd be on that. We'd be on every shore, loaded. Sink those little bastards and send them back to China. We would be there. But we don't see the enemy like that. We don't see the physical enemy. Now we're dealing with an intangible invasion. That's the worst one. That's the hardest one to see. But that's been going on since the 50s. I was watching Black Widow. And it was interesting. The technology they were showing in that sci-fi was out of this world. This scientist had taught a pig how to work a maze guided the pig, led the pig through the maze, taught it how to open a door, all by a connection of a chip lodged into its brain. And in there, the bad guy had, which was I found interesting too, all these young children that are being abducted, the women, young girls, they're being converted into killer soldiers or prostitutes. And if they have a propensity for violence and they can be honed into a violent killing machine, it was amazing how they were depicting this, that they all had a chip implanted into their head and they all formed and functioned as a unit, interconnected through a network. This is Elon Musk's idea of a neural link. It's showing you there. If you have a chance to get the to watch the video, Black Widow, I would suggest you watch it. Look at the neural link concept that's there. This is what I said before. If your neural link is connected to somebody and it's activated, you're gone. The upgrade from the AI network will overtake you, that you will have no control. And they say that in there too. It's like you're split. Something's in control and there's nothing you can do about it. But when you see this, again, mind control on a level, a technological level that is not that far away if it's not already here. So I saw that, and I saw the fact that made me think that the young kids today that are being abducted, just keep an eye on your children. Don't let any doctor, military, government take them away from you, because if they take them away, they are going to turn them into one of their soldiers or one of their agents or one of their assassins or one of their prostitutes or slave. A lot of things you see in these movies that they're telling you, and it's not just entertainment. It's not fiction. Fiction is how they're presenting it. It's just like Jesus speaking in parables, telling you a story, and then manifesting that and showing the manifestation of that story, giving you something that is, again, tangible enough for you to see, substantiated enough for you to understand. So when I saw that, I was just, again, astounded at what they were revealing in that show. And the last thing I'm going to talk about is the natives. Again, in Saskatchewan. I put a link on there again. Somebody sent me an email. Apparently, I don't know if they heard the show or not the other day, but I did mention it again, that they're running up into the bush. They're running up where it's really cold. It's, again, there was some skepticism because Pat King was behind it. But I don't doubt that this could be happening, that the natives are not, those who are awake are saying no way, and they're leaving. So it's not understand. And I've said this before, in Canada and U.S. especially, this will eventually come, filter its way down. You know, I was talking to somebody in Florida yesterday, and I said, well, what happens when the governor of Florida comes for election? As long as you have that governor in Florida, you're going to be okay. But what if they, what if they do some hanky-panky with the voting machines? See, the vote doesn't mean anything either. The vote is a joke. And unless you understand that the vote can be manipulated, machines can be reprogrammed, they can be hacked or operated from China or some other country. Say the UN gets access to the voting machines in Canada or the United States. Okay, and they want that governor out so they can perpetuate their agenda. Then what happens? You'd never know it. All of a sudden, the UN staff decide to, vote for the whoever the incumbent is coming up and put them in. This is a reality today. We have no privacy. If you got anything on a computer that, like bank and driver's license, you should not have it on there. That to me is insanity. But that's my thinking. But you have no privacy. You know, quantum computers can crack any code in like in a matter of seconds. If they can crack the Pentagon in 11 minutes, they can crack your little computer in seconds. So anyway, I will let it go at that. I'll let you guys do some reading and checking things out. And as I always state on my shows, you know, at the end of these shows, I always tell people, go read the Gospels. Go read the Gospels, you know. It will enlighten you for some. Some will give you hope. Some might may even give you healing. But I always encourage everybody to read the Gospels, read the New Testament, read the book of Revelations. It's a tough book to read, but read it. Read it again when you can until you understand it or until you get more clarity on it. And don't let anybody bullshit you until you've actually read it for yourself, and then go from there. That would be the best advice I can give anybody. So this way you're not hooked up to any kind of institution, church, or cult. Don't get caught up in any kind of mind programming, you know, using God or Jesus or Muhammad or Brahmi or Buddha or anything like that. Read it for yourself. Understand what you're reading. You know, and again, if you're not sure, ask God to show you. That's all I can say. Alrighty, I always stay on my shows as well. There are people up at the top that you could, that are doing things. Support them any way you can. You know, if you can't support them, you can't support anybody, that's fine. Share the information. Share the data. Share. Alrighty, as I always say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health, take care.